For ATV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The summer blockbuster movie season got off to a bang recently with the release of The Avengers: Age of Ultron. One of the movie's biggest fans is Roy Thomas, who has lived since 1991 near St. Matthews. Thomas wrote and edited The Avengers and other titles for Marvel Comics for years and created the villainous robot Ultron. He says the Avengers on the silver screen aren't that different than the ones he wrote about in the 1960s.
They're the same, and yet they're different. I can see all the echoes of the kind of thing that I wrote in those first few stories. The Ultron is a robot created by one of the scientist heroes, who then in turn creates, as he did in some stories that others and I wrote, an army of robots to kind of eradicate humanity. He creates the Vision. So that all these things kind of echo what I did in the comics.
Thomas, whose recent book 75 Years of Marvel, From the Golden Age to the Silver Screen, features the Avengers on the cover, says that the group's very existence is proof of the old saying that necessity is the mother of invention. Amazingly, he says, the Avengers were not planned as a comic, but were created by accident. An emergency arose because Bill Everett, who was drawing a new comic called Daredevil, was behind on his artwork, and the printer's deadline was rapidly approaching. Head writer and editor Stan Lee had to think fast.
Bill was so late on Daredevil that Stan saw it wasn't going to work, so he calls up Jack Kirby and says, Jack, we got to draw this story, which, you know, the Loki wants to fight Thor, and he can't get a hold of him. At first he runs into Iron Man, then he runs into Thor, and he gets everybody against him, and Ant-Man is in there too, and so forth. They talk for I don't know how long on the phone. Jack says, that's it. So a few days later, Jack's drawing this whole story. They throw it out, and Avengers and X-Men, two different superhero groups, debut on the same day in 1963, and Daredevil comes out about 6 months later when Bill finally finishes the issue. Otherwise, maybe they'd have done Avengers eventually, but who knows? They did it when they did and the way they did it because they were in a desperate rush because you had to have something come out that month or it was going to cost the company a lot of money. So if it wasn't going to be Daredevil, it had to be something else.
Thomas says the many characters we now know through the movies were co-created by such gifted artists as Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko, but...
Stan was the real architect of the Marvel Universe. He's the guy that saw... that decided, you know, how we're going to put all this together and slowly make a universe out of it. It was, you know, a start and stop thing. He wasn't thinking about when he started it, but he quickly discovered that that's what he was doing, and I was very proud to come along at the right time. And kind of being a continuity freak like I am, I was maybe the right person to help him keep all that continuity going and help make a universe of it. We made a good team, but I'm very much aware that I'm sort of the Bucky to his Captain America.
Thomas, who is working on a book about Lee, due for release next year, says that his career writing about and creating heroes and villains was a dream come true.
I had never thought about getting into comic books as a career until shortly before I did. First of all, it never occurred to me that you could have a career in comic books. I was back in Missouri. The comics were made in New York, and how am I ever going to do that? I wasn't adventurous enough to move to New York. Somebody had to offer me a job before I would ever move to New York. But once I suddenly realized that this could be a job, I turned my back on this university fellowship that I had, and I plunged into the comics, and I've sort of been waiting around in there ever since.
This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.